The theme song to Cheers, which of course has been one of those shows that has been an instrumental part of many people's lives. Now, my kids probably would hear that and go, oh yeah, I think I've seen the reruns of that show. Young Chance, who's working behind the glass today, you were too young to probably remember that show on TV, but that show has lots of memories. Now, yesterday we were talking about, sadly, we lost George Wendt. He died at the age of 76. Norm Peterson on Cheers. So he held that iconic role. But what it started was a conversation, and the texts were pouring in to the point that I said, you know what? We weren't even doing this as a segment yesterday on the show, but I said, we could do this. We could talk for, let's set aside half an hour and let's have a conversation about those shows. And it's the show, often the memory is triggered by the theme, because the theme of the show is what takes you back. And what would it be for you? What is the show that takes you back? I was just chatting with Alan Kaler, my last guest, and I said to him, if you were to hear the theme song of one show that could instantly take you back in time, what would it be? Big surprise. Yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, obviously, the Flintstones. This is one you ran home at lunch hour. Unless you were a farm kid like me, you didn't run home at lunch hour. But believe it or not, in Abernethy School, they only did it for a while, but they used to let us sit in the library to eat our lunch and watch the Flintstones on TV. They would they'd roll it in on the cart. You know, those old TVs that were so heavy, if it ever fell on you, you were going to break a leg. They'd roll it in on the cart, and they'd let us watch the Flintstones at lunch at TV. At lunchtime. I thought that was... Anyway, that is another example of one that brings back memories. What would it be for you? Phone lines are open for you. Text lines are open. 1-877-332-8255. So I want to hear the theme song. I want you to tell me what show is it, but I also want you to tell me the memory. Like Les in Corning says, the theme song to Happy Days. We'd get off the bus at 4 o'clock. We'd watch it. But then when it was over, time to do chores. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's a vivid memory. Bruce in Regina says, good morning, Evan. For me, it was the MASH theme song. Brings back the memory of every Sunday night growing up. It was a family event. And then he goes on to say, MASH, the 70s, it was a different time. Many would argue it was a better time. 1-877-332-8255. Oh, Les didn't just want me to read his text. He was going to add a little bit of context. He decided to call in. Les, thanks for giving me a call. How's it going?
Good, Evan.
Happy days, hey?
Yeah, happy days. But you know, Evan, I got thinking about that Cheers. Incredible show. I loved it. And the bar setting was fantastic. I don't know if you remember, Evan, in Moose Jaw, before the spa went in, and they drilled that geothermal well, and the old Harwood Hotel was there, but in the basement there was a bar, and it was called Cheers.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was set up exactly like the bar on television off the show.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Well, Les, before I let you go, because you painted the good picture, you jump off the bus, you're getting home from school, you sit down in front of the TV, you watch Happy Days, and then you've got to go do chores. This is a yes or no answer to this question, Les. Did you pop your collar like Fonzie did back in the day? I knew you did, Les. I knew you did. Thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. The big memory for me, so this is Dale in Saskatoon. The big memory for me was the TV series Three's Company. When that theme song came on after school, you knew life was good. Lots of laughs, lots of great memories from that show. Oh, here's a good Canadian classic. Todd in Lake Lenoir says, how about The Littlest Hobo? Everyone knows the words to that tune. Todd, thanks so much for the text. Speaking of knowing the words, I can tell you your vintage if you can sing the words to this.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crew.
Hey, Chance, cut it off right there. You know what comes next. Chance shaking his head because he's so young. Oil, that is. Texas, what is it? Texas gold. Now I'm missing the words. Texas tea, that's what it was. Oh my gosh. The Beverly Hillbillies, that was an after school classic for a lot of people. I've seen a couple of texts on the line. Beverly Hillbillies. Gilligan's Island, there's another good one. I remember Gilligan's Island.
Just sit right back, then you'll hear a tale of a faithful
tramp. So all of these shows, I mean, these are all memory joggers, right? Whether, and for a lot of people, it's that, you know, jumping off the bus or getting home from school, popping a squat on the floor or on the couch and watching your favorite show on TV, taking you back to a certain time of your life. Let's go back to the phone line. I got Ian in Saskatoon. Ian, thanks for calling it in. What is it for you, Ian, as soon as you hear the theme to what show you're transported back in time?
I hate to correct you. It's Black Gold.
Black Gold Texas Tea. I knew it. I used to watch that show all the time, and yet I'm trying to think of that.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. So I was telling, I think it's Chance that answered the phone.
Yes.
I was telling him that as soon as the song, I went, dun, dun. Do you know what show that is?
The Flintstones?
No, well, actually, the Flintstones is Yabba Dabba Doo. my son is 27, and these two shows haven't been on, I don't think, for a long time. But as soon as he hears the theme from MASH or that dun, dun, from the start of Law and Order.
Oh, this. That one. That's the one you're talking about.
Thank you. I guess I kind of butchered that one.
Well, yeah, you were close. I'm the guy that got the lyrics wrong on the Beverly Hillbillies song, so don't feel bad.
it really is crazy. Like, you know, they give Oscars or whatever for theme songs.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think MASH has been on TV yet. I think 30 years, probably. Yeah. And as soon as I hear it, I know it.
Yeah, it's one of those ones when you hear those first few notes. It takes you back for sure. You know, another one, I'm just going to keep you on the phone for a second, Ian, because I'm curious to know. I'm just going to play this. So this is one for me that absolutely transports me back. It's Saturday. I've done hopefully the chores that I need to do because I need to get in the house in time to watch this.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Ian, do you remember the ABC Wide World of Sports?
Yeah, actually, that's what I just said, the ABC Wide World
of
Sports.
Yes.
And at the end, the skier going down would miss the jump.
Takes the tumble, that's right. And, I mean, it would feature the most obscure sporting events, right? Like, really weird, you know, Himalayan cliff climbing or things that, you never normally would watch. But for some reason, that seemed to be the show to watch on a Saturday.
The one episode they had a Leafs winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh, well, that's a rare episode, Ian.
Sorry.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Always appreciate chatting with you. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of texts coming in. People remembering the moments in their lives. Hill Street Blues, thanks to Kaz in Regina. Lorna in Regina. Growing up on the farm, Walt Disney. Terrible consequences if our room wasn't clean. The worst punishment ever, missing Walt Disney. Al from Kenora, Magnum P.I. and Knight Rider. There's a couple of classics. Loved the original Magnum P.I. for sure. Twilight Zone, MASH, Ed Sullivan Show, Carol and Chittick Lake. Thank you for that. Mr. Magoo coming in. The A-Team, Matt says. Gets me pumped up every time I hear that. lots of people remembering Disney, The Wonderful World of Disney, Brady Bunch, Love Boat coming on. Number of people Sherry. Here's another one. I got two or three people in a row giving me this one.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made my head parade.
Oh, yes. All in the Family. There's another one that brings back the memories. That one, to me, I remember, but it was, I think it was, I don't know if it was in reruns. I'd have to look at the dates of that, but I don't remember watching that one after school, but I definitely remember the show. I've seen the show, obviously, many, many times. That's the funny thing about this is it really does, I think, define generations, depending on what you watch. Someone mentioned The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Friends. The theme song to Friends. I mean, how many people... For so many people, that song is a big one. I watched Friends, but it wasn't like the biggest thing in my life. What is it for you? 1-877-332 Stampede Wrestling. The Waltons? Might have been the theme of the Waltons, but I also remember the goodnight sequence at the end as the lights were turning off in the house. I don't know why, but that resonates with me just as much as any. Dukes of Hazzard. There's someone after my own heart. Doug in Saskatoon, the Dukes of Hazzard. Gosh, I used to love that show. And that show is not good. When you watch it now in reruns, it's one of those ones you're like, oh my gosh, I like this show. But it seemed like the coolest thing ever. Carol Burnett. Gunsmoke. Love it, Troy. Thank you for that. Gunsmoke. Kojak. Oh, my gosh. We're going down a trip down memory lane. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back. If you want to give us a call, phone lines are open for you. 1-877-332-8255. So it's what is the TV theme song that the second you hear it, you can picture a different time, maybe a different house, maybe what you were wearing, maybe what you had to do to get the chores done in order to be able to watch TV and see that show in the first place. Tell me your story. 1-877-332-8255. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME. Thanks so much for joining us. Boy, I'll tell you, this is off the charts, the number of texts we're getting and calls. So we're going to try and do some rapid calls here to get as many on as I can. I'll start with Brad in Swift Current. Brad, what would the show be for you that transports you back to a special time in your life?
Well, it wasn't so much of a theme song with singing, but it was the music. And it took me back to a Sunday night when my parents would give me 97% decaffeinated Sanka coffee, a peanut butter sandwich, and let me watch Bonanza.
Oh, yes. Hey, the 97% decaffeinated Sanka coffee is over the top. I love it, Brad. Thanks for adding that in there. But Bonanza, how good was that show?
That was good in its day. That was like as good as Gunsmoke or any show, right?
Yeah. Little Joe, always loved Little Joe.
And Hoss.
Yeah, well, and Hoss, that's right.
Don't forget Hop Sing.
Thanks for the call. 1-877-332. How did we get to Sanka coffee in that conversation? Don in Saskatoon, you've got one, Don, that I've seen 1,000 times on the text line. What is it?
It's the Saturday night in black and white TV. Murray Westgate, Hockey Night in Canada.
That original Hockey Night in Canada theme song.
That's right.
Oh, man. Who is your team, by the way, or is your team today?
Well, I'm going with the Oilers just because they're representing Western Canada.
Yeah, okay. Good enough. Well, Don, thanks for that. Hockey Night in Canada all over the text line today. Dave in Saskatoon, the song that as soon as you hear it, the second that first note comes on, it takes you back. What would it be?
You said it earlier. It was All in the Family. I remember as a young kid, black and white TV. Mom and Dad always watching it. You know, the feet up on the footstool, and Dad, with a crown and coke and a cigar, and they're laughing like hell. Watching.
I know.
And I don't know where he got it, but for years he had an American dollar bill, and instead of the president, it had Archie Bunker with us.
Your dad? Is that who?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it, Dave.
He had that for years. He had it on his shelf. But then we were talking, you know, Cheers, and grew up with Cheers. And I had the good fortune to find myself with a couple of days to spare in Boston in about 96 or 97 and managed to go and have lunch at the Cheers bar
there.
At the bar and have a beer and went upstairs and had lunch. It was a pretty cool experience.
Classic, classic, Dave. Thanks so much for calling in. Let's go to Frank in Saskatoon. What is it for you, the TV theme that takes you back?
So the theme music would be from a program. It was called Here Comes the 70s. And the music was very techy. And also the show itself had a lot of different segments on real high-tech stuff at the time. So this started in the 1970s. What takes me back, and then this is kind of funny, but I would have been probably about 10 or 11 years old, and the first thing I remember about is I'm watching TV and this program comes on, and I don't really remember much else about the program itself, but it was the intro or the beginning credits videos that were superimposed on other videos, and this music, this technical music is playing. And anyway, it starts off where there's this very well put together young woman who is naked walking towards a body of water away from the camera. And I'm 10 or 11 years old, and I'm looking at this, and wow.
What is going on? Hey, appropriately named Here Comes the 70s. Shows that maybe take on a bit of a different look today. Listen, this has been so good. I love the text. I'm going to try and get a few more in. We've got a couple of things we're committed to just after 12 o'clock, but see if we can get to a few more, because so many of you took the opportunity to share your TV theme song that takes you back. We'll share a few more of those coming up after 12 here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.